T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This Sunday afternoon, to take on the lowly Washington Redskins, your place to talk Packers. 105.7 FM, The Fan. It's the Chuck and Winkler pregame show with Ryan Horvath on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Hello. Good morning.
Let's go.
Yeah, you can't take anything for granted in this league. And I think, you know, you look at a team that's reeled off 2 wins in a row. They've been plus 4 in the turnover margin in those two victories. So they've done a great job of taking care of the football as well as getting it out. And that's going to be a big key, as it is every week. But I think, you know, you look at them back to, you know, they're 3-4 since they won that first game. So they're a talented team, and like I said, you just can't take anything for granted. And granted, in this league, you better show up and bring your A game each and every week.
Happy Friday! Welcome into the Chuck and Winkler pregame show. I'm Ryan Horvath. Chuck and Bark coming up from 6 to 10. Bill Michaels 10 to 2. Wendy's Big Show 2 to 6 bringing you home today. It's the final day for the 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive. Plenty of time to get out there, see the guys, bring a toy, make a donation. Be sure to get out there today. It's the final day, and we got a busy, busy day here on The Fan, a busy weekend. This is the weekend we've all been waiting for. Packers-Redskins, it is what it is. The Redskins, not the best team in the NFL, but they have won 2 straight. You just heard from Packers head coach Matt LaFleur right there. Never take anything for granted. Never take these games for granted. Any team could sneak up on you. Any team could sneak up on you, as we saw last weekend. With the Eagles going down, the Redskins winning a game, the Bengals winning their first game, any given Sunday. Sounds stupid, but it's the truth. It's the NFL. These guys are all pros. Packers go for win number 10 on Sunday. That game is a noon kickoff. Post-game coverage will follow here on The Fan with Bill Michaels, as well as former Packer and Badger Gary Ellerson. Saturday night, Big Ten championship game. The Badgers taking on Ohio State. Big Ten championship game. Ohio State 12-0, looking like the best team in the nation. They're number 1. Badgers, rated number 8, 10-2 on the season. An embarrassing loss to Illinois, a blowout loss to Ohio State. They look for some revenge. 414-799-1250, I want your guys' predictions this morning on both games. How are the Packers going to look on Sunday? Is this going to be a blowout, or is it going to be a trap game? And if you guys want to talk some Badgers, give me your prediction. We could do that as well. The Badgers, huge underdogs heading into Saturday's Big Ten championship game in Indianapolis. Last line I saw, 16.5 points Ohio State favored by. I'll give my prediction on that. Will the Badgers keep it close, respectable? We're going to talk a lot of Packers football as well. Bill Michaels on the road tonight. A quick reminder, starting at 6 p.m., he'll be at the Lodge Kohler kickoff, welcoming Packers linebacker Ty Summers on the show. Sparky returns the host of the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show tonight. I haven't even got to that yet. Tonight may be an NBA Finals preview here in Milwaukee. Like, if you saved up a little bit of cash, there's still some tickets on the secondary market. That's a game you might want to get out to. Do yourself a favor. Head out to the Toy Drive all day. See the guys, Chuck and Winkler, Bill Michaels, the Wendy's Big Show. Try to get to the Pfizer Forum or head downtown tonight, because that's going to have a big game atmosphere. Looks like Kawhi Leonard is going to give it a go for the Clippers. No load management tonight, although we'll wait and monitor that as the day proceeds, because I've gotten excited for a couple of these matchups with the rematch of Giannis and Kawhi here in the past 2 or 3 years, where Kawhi sits out due to load management. Looks like Paul George will give it a go tonight. So both of those guys healthy, and we get Clippers-Bucks. Bucks on a 13-game winning streak. They're going to look to make it number 14 tonight. The Clippers, don't let them get hot. They've won 9 out of their last 10 games. They're in second place in the Western Conference. That game coming up tonight, 7:30 p.m., tip-off. post-game coverage to follow here on The Fan. It's the Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show. Kind of a throwback edition with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer hosting the show. So I'll be tuning in. Hopefully you guys will be doing the same. Chuck and Winkler, let's go first things first. Coming up this morning, 7:30 a.m., we're going to talk with Benjamin Wargle, Badger Nation. We're going to preview Ohio State. We're going to preview this game with Wisconsin, this Big Ten championship game. Do the Badgers have a legit shot? Something I shouldn't have done. I looked through the box score for that first meeting with Ohio State, the 38-7 loss. When you think back, when you look at the other scores from Ohio State throughout the season, like, that's not as big of a blowout, actually, as we've seen from Ohio State. Like, they're clubbing teams. That's the scary thing about Ohio State is their pass rush is so dangerous. Their defense is just, I mean, if you could pick up a first down against that defense, you've done yourself a service. They're tough. But offensively, they could put up points in bunches. Like, there's been numerous games this year where I've flipped the channel, turned the TV off for a split second, turned it back on, and I've seen Ohio State score 3 touchdowns literally in 3.5 to 4 minutes. Their offense is that explosive. Looking at that box score from the last meeting, they shut Jonathan Taylor down. What did he have, 56 yards rushing or something like that? Jonathan Taylor's going to need to get going. I'll give you guys my key to that game, too. Did a lot of research. I think the Badgers might have a chance to keep it close. We'll talk about that, though. Zora Stevenson also going to join Chuck and Winkler. She's going to be at the Toy Drive at 8 a.m. today. Fox Sports Wisconsin Bucks sideline reporter. I'm a huge fan. I obviously loved Katie George last season as the Bucks sideline reporter, but Zora is awesome. Former basketball player. Does a great job. I'm excited to hear her with Chuck and Bart. Once again, that's at 8 a.m. You guys can head to the Toy Drive, meet Zora, talk some Bucks basketball. Be sure to bring a toy, make a donation. We need your help. Final day. Need you guys to get out there. This is for a great cause. Christmas is right around the corner. Not everybody is fortunate as myself, as some of you out there. Let's make sure that these kids have a good Christmas, and let's get that taken care of today. Final day, last chance to get out there. I know Chuck and Bart are ugly, but get out there and go see them this morning. Ryan Wood joins us at 8:35, PackersNews.com, the Green Bay Press Gazette. Is this going to be a blowout for the Green Bay Packers, or this might be a trap game? I had this one circled on my schedule heading up to Lambeau Field on Sunday. It's kind of because there's two types of games, right, that we have as fans. Like, let's say you get Packers-Niners on your schedule. You want to go see that game because the Niners are a top team. You want to see Packers-Saints, Rodgers versus Drew Brees. But then there's a whole other game that I circle on my schedule, and that's the game that I want to go to with my buddies where you could have a couple beers, sit back, and you don't have to pay attention to every single little detail on the football field, and that's against a team like the Giants or the Redskins. Like, those are the games you want to go to, where you know you're going home happy with a blowout win. You're celebrating, it's 40-0 at halftime, Aaron Rodgers throws 6 touchdown passes, and then you get Tim Boyle in there in the fourth quarter, get the first stringers out of there. But I don't know, the Redskins have won 2 straight, and the way they're doing it, by pounding the football and throwing passes across the middle to their tight ends, that's kind of concerning if you're a Packers fan, right? Because what are the two things that we can't stop defensively? The run and the crossing routes and the tight ends. 414-799-1250. Once again, 414-799-1250. You could also tweet at the show today at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Find me on Twitter at Ryan Horvat, last name H-O-R-V-A-T. Anything you missed today, any day, or next week, in the future, radio.com. My favorite app. It's great. Anything you miss, interviews. Yesterday, we talked with Jerry Augustine, Brewers color commentator for Fox Sports Wisconsin. Go back, listen, give it a listen. You could pause, rewind the show. Let's say you have to run into the store, you have to run into the post office. I don't even know if people go to the post office anymore. I hope so. Shout out to my dad working at the post office today. 414-799-1250, but all you got to do is you hit that pause button. You don't miss anything. Love it. Also coming up this morning, 9:30 a.m., it'll be Dave Harrow from the Great Lakes Championship Wrestling. I know they got a big event coming up, 9:30 a.m., Dave Harrow, maybe with some special guests. So you're going to want to get out there. If you're a wrestling fan, check out Dave Harrow, 9:30 a.m. today at the Toy Drive. 10-2 today, Bill Michaels. He's got a busy show for you guys today as well. Eric Baranchek from PackersNews.com joins Bill at 12:30. 1 p.m., Chris Raybon from the Action Network. He's going to get you guys set up with his best bets for the weekend. If you're a gambler, which we all know I'm not, you got conference championships this weekend, Packers football, NFL football, Bucks basketball tonight. If you're into that sort of thing, the Bucks did open as a 3.5-point favorite. That line just released last night late. 3.5-point favorites tonight. So Chris Raybon from the Action Network, 1 p.m. Mike Clemens live from the Toy Drive at 1:20 talking Packers football before he heads out to Lambeau Field to Green Bay to cover Packers skins for us on Sunday. So Mike Clemens, 1:20 live from the Toy Drive with Bill Michaels. The Wendy's Big Show. I'm excited for this. At 2:48, Ben Fennell from the NFL Network is going to join the Wendy's Big Show, and he just did his latest piece where he broke down the Packers' win over the Giants. A lot of interesting little nuggets in there. We keep complaining about why Aaron Rodgers isn't throwing across the middle. He had three really nice passes across the middle last week in New York against the Giants. We're going to talk about that a little bit as well, some of the keys to the game to beating the Redskins. I want to see a blowout victory. I do not want to play down to competition this Sunday. Tom Kesenick, 4 p.m., Fantasy Football, the godfather of fantasy football, joins the Wendy's Big Show. He'll answer your questions. Playoffs begin. Well, playoffs really began fantasy football last night. If you had Ezekiel Elliott, you had a decent night. Maybe if you had Dak Prescott, an awful night. Let's say your quarterbacks all fell off a cliff, or you had to start Mitchell Trubisky. Good for you. Good for you if you had to start Mitchell Trubisky last night, because he threw three touchdown passes, ran for another, and the Bears beat the Cowboys on Thursday Night Football 31-24. With that victory, the Bears are now 7-6. Cowboys fall to 6-7. So the Cowboys, not the real deal. The Bears, back. It's like the Undertaker gif that you see on Twitter where the hand just pops out of the ground, like the returning from the dead. That's the Chicago Bears right now. They're playing their best football of the season. That makes next week's matchup pretty interesting with the Green Bay Packers. A couple weeks back, I said this might be the Bears' Super Bowl, their championship. Like, just playing spoiler to the Green Bay Packers, trying to knock them out of that number one seed and make sure they don't have home field advantage. I don't know about that anymore. Now the Bears are fighting for their playoff life, and they might have a shot. If Mitchell Trubisky continues to play like this and their defense continues to play like this, the Bears might have a legit shot to make the playoffs. So they're going to bring it. And that makes that matchup even bigger. So you get the Bears and then the Vikings. So you got to take care of business this Sunday against the Redskins. I want your guys' predictions. 414-799-1250. Once again, tweet at the show at 105.7FM The Fan. Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, joins the Wendy's Big Show to wrap things up today at 448. And he'll continue to preview this matchup as well. So final day for the toy drive. We need your guys' help. We're a little bit behind on our numbers from last year, so make sure to get out there, bring a toy. More importantly, make a donation. Let's make sure the kids have a good Christmas. The less fortunate. 414-799-1250. As I mentioned, huge night for the Bucks. 13-game winning streak. They bring that into tonight's game with the Clippers. Clippers have won 9 out of their last 10. Tip-off 7:30 p.m. I love these 7:30 p.m. tip-offs. I know it's just a half-hour difference, but growing up, the big matchups, the Friday night, Saturday night games were always played at 7:30. I don't know. It's just like classic NBA. I like the feeling. And then you get a little classic feeling tonight on the postgame, the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer back. I already mentioned that the Bears won. Packers continue to get set for Sunday against the Skins. Pac-12 championship kicks off championship week tonight. It's number 5 Utah taking on number 13 Oregon. I know there's still some people out there that have this outside hope that everybody's going down this weekend and the Badgers are going to find themselves in the college football playoff. You might want to pay attention to tonight's game. I guess you'd be rooting for Oregon to knock off Utah. Utah, the number 5 team in the nation in the college football playoff rankings. Badgers, Ohio State, that's tomorrow night, Saturday night, live from Indianapolis. The Badgers ranked number 8, Ohio State the number 1 team in the nation. Badgers looking for a big upset. Kickoff for that one, 7 p.m. Time to talk some Packers football with you guys. 414-799-1250. Aaron Rodgers spoke to the media. We're going to hear from Aaron coming up a little bit. How important, and I've talked about this a little bit this week, is home field advantage in the playoffs for the Green Bay Packers? Home court advantage in the NBA, I've been preaching that it's overrated for, what, the last 4 to 5 years. People have argued this. Bucks had home court advantage in the number one seed in a 60-win season last year, and they lost in the Eastern Conference Finals. They dropped 2 at home, something they didn't do the whole entire regular season. How important is it in football? Because I know damn well I don't want to go to New Orleans and play in their dome. I do not want to go into Seattle. I don't even know that I want to see Seattle at Lambeau Field or the Saints, don't get me wrong, but I definitely don't want to go to their place. Dallas, that's a place you do want to go because Aaron Rodgers owns Dallas. I think that it is very important you get home field advantage. You're at least playing one home game in these playoffs. And to do so, you need to take care of business against the Redskins this Sunday. You need to find a way to beat the Bears coming up in a couple weeks. You need to find a way to win that Week 16 game against Minnesota, and then you take care of business against the Lions. They'll be on their fourth-string quarterback by that point. So you could afford to lose maybe one of these games. 414-799-1250. Is Sunday a blowout win, or is it a game where the Packers do what they do best and play down to their competition and let these teams hang around? We saw a rookie quarterback last week in Daniel Jones. We'll see another this week in Dwayne Haskins, which is funny. Like, this is the ultimate weekend to just hate Ohio State, right? Because you get Ohio State tomorrow, Rose Bowl on the line, possible college football playoff, although I don't think it's happening, but who knows? Maybe you club Ohio State, the number one team in the nation. You find your way in there. But a big rivalry with Ohio State renewed tomorrow night. And then Sunday, we see last year's Ohio State quarterback, Dwayne Haskins, who's now the quarterback of the Redskins, a rookie quarterback playing some decent football right now. I wasn't completely sold on that draft pick. He doesn't have to do a whole lot. They continue to run the football. We'll get into the keys of the game here shortly. I want to hear your guys. 414-799-1250. It's the Chuck and Winkler pregame show. I'm Ryan Horvath. I'm going to give you my key to the game next. We're going to hear from Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, Aaron Rodgers. Plenty of stuff coming up today on the Chuck and Winkler pregame show here on The Fan.
I think last year it was a team trying to forge its identity. This year, we're a hungry team that knows we have very lofty goals, and those lofty goals are obtainable and right in front of us. So instead of a character-building season, this is a championship-building season. And the only way that you're going to accomplish that is progressing week in and week out, taking care of business one week at a time, and making sure that no matter what happens in that week, you grow from it. You know, we're getting close to that 10-game win number, and that kind of starts putting you into the thought of playoffs.
That right there, Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari on the Wendy's Big Show talking about this team's identity. A lot of beat reporters out there, a lot of you questioning this team's identity. What is their offensive identity? Who cares? Score some points and let's win some damn games. 414-799-1250, I want your Packers predictions. Is this a blowout, as you guys call it, roll out the helmets game? Or is it a trap game for the Green Bay Packers? Hey, real quick, if you guys can't make it out to Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek anytime today, and you are looking to give to the 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive, we're still a little bit short of our goal. Be sure to go to 105.7 FM, The Fan. Our page is up there. You could donate there as well. There's a Give Now button. The more people that know about Children's Wisconsin, the greater their impact. So please also spread the word by sharing that page with your friends and family. You could find it at 105.7 FM, The Fan. It's on our Facebook page as well. I'll be sure to put that up a couple times today and retweet that. And then if you're friends with Bart, if you're fortunate enough to be friends with Bart Winkler, he has that on his page as well. So Chuck and Bart will be there shortly. Make sure to get out there, man. We need your help. 414-799-1250. How are the Packers going to do this weekend? Also, throw in a Badgers prediction for me if you guys want. Let's go out to the phone lines right now. We'll go to New Berlin, talk with my guy Benjamin. Benjamin, how you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm really good. I am really good. It's a good day. It's Friday.
I know. And it's not only Friday, man. It's Bucks Clippers possible finals preview. It's Big Ten title game tomorrow night. We even get a title game tonight, a Pac-12 championship game. Maybe Oregon pulls off the upset. That'd be big for the Badgers. And then Sunday we get Packers Skins. What's your prediction for that one?
I'm gonna stick with what I said yesterday. I think 27-10. Unless they get Aaron Jones, unless they figure out how to use him again and get him the ball more than, you know, two times in the passing game, it's going to be 27-10. I am excited for Bucks Clippers, but I'm a Badgers fan, but I'm going into tomorrow's game with no hope. I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't seen, maybe it's just the last 9 years against Ohio State where we haven't even been able to sniff a win against them, but I'm just the ultimate pessimist when it comes to Wisconsin-Ohio State at this point.
It's nothing people took it personally when I said that the Badgers had no shot in this game. It isn't just the Badgers. It's any team in this nation outside of, I think, Clemson could stand a chance against Ohio State and maybe LSU or Georgia. Ohio State is just the real deal. I mean, that's all pros on the offensive side of the ball and defensive side of the ball. The pass rush is so scary. I think the Badgers have a shot at hanging in this game. The thing you can't do, because Wisconsin wants to run the football. Like, I look at the box score from the last game they played against Ohio State, that 38-7 loss. And Jonathan Taylor only had 50 yards or something like that on the ground. They can't fall behind 14-0, 21-0, because Wisconsin's going to want to keep Ohio State off the field offensively and pound the football. You just can't fall back 14-0, 17-0. Like, you have to stay in that game, because that's what Ohio State does. I've watched every game this year. I'm a nutbag. I've watched every single Ohio State game, and that's what their thing is. Like, they try to put pressure on you early. It's almost like a baseball team, like trying to put up those runs in the first inning, like what the Nationals did to teams in the World Series. They want to put the pressure on you early. So if the Badgers could just withstand that, I think they could keep it close, Ben.
I think they could, but they're stubborn. I think they run the ball. That, you know, I understand they're historically a running team, but yeah, like you said, it's not just the history between Ohio State and Wisconsin. It's also the fact that this is probably the best Ohio State team we've ever seen in, ever.
Since Joe Germain was the quarterback.
If not a long time, then ever, yeah. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So give me a Packers prediction. Well, you gave me that, but how important is home field advantage? Let me ask you that. Like, do the Packers need to play these playoff games at Lambeau Field to have any shot? Can you see this year's Packers team going on the road and beating a New Orleans or beating a San Francisco?
That's the thing. I can't. It's not that I think Lambeau is this place where we will beat everyone who comes there. It's the opposite. I think if we have to go to New Orleans or San Francisco again, or Seattle, God forbid, I don't think we can beat all those teams there. Maybe one game, but I mean, we'll have to play more than one of them on the road. So I think it's important to just stay away from those stadiums, not necessarily because Lambeau Field is so magical and all that.
No, completely agree. Thanks for the phone call, buddy. Have a great weekend. Go Badgers, go Pack, and go Bucks tonight.
Yep, you too.
414-799-1250. I see those phone calls coming through, guys, so if you want to call back, I could get to you coming up here. Aaron Rodgers was asked that same question, right? I mean, we see the mystique of Lambeau Field. Nobody wants to come into Lambeau Field. And a couple weeks ago, he said that he was starting to believe in that again, right? Like, teams don't want to come to Lambeau Field. They don't want to play in the colder elements. Although this weekend against Washington, it's going to be like 38, 40 degrees, something like that, which is just driving my allergies crazy, by the way. Either be winter in snow and stay 13 degrees, or decide to be fall again. Like, one or the other, because I'm dying here. It's going to be like 40 degrees. So the weather's not going to really be a factor. And anyway, Dwayne Haskins, he's from the Midwest as well. So it's not going to affect that quarterback. It's not like Jimmy Garoppolo. Everybody has this idea that Jimmy Garoppolo is this West Coast kid. Like, he went to Eastern Illinois. He's from the Chicago suburbs. So the weather, I don't think, affects people, especially football players, as much as we think. But coming to Lambeau Field, Aaron Rodgers talked a little bit about that. Would he prefer to play a playoff game at Lambeau Field in the colder elements? Or would he prefer to play it in a dome like New Orleans? And I promise we have his answer for you.
The no-wind indoor conditions, and I think the stats probably bear that out pretty good. But the older I get, the more I appreciate the speed levels kind of equaling out to my own at times in the cold weather and the snow. Like I said after the game, I was a little worried that the sleet was going to make it a little more difficult to throw the ball, but those nice big flakes made throwing the football not an issue. And you know, the cold is a factor, and you know, it's not like we're a bunch of Wisconsin folks who were born and raised here, but I think you learn to deal with the elements a little bit better. You spend 8 months a year here, and you know, when I go back to California, I laugh at all the Californians, you know, wearing long sleeves and coats in 60-degree weather. I'm thinking, man, this is short weather, short sleeves, you know? Get the Speedo out or something, maybe.
And that's exactly my point right there. If the weather is going to affect any quarterback, like we always talk about these West Coast kids and this and that, it should affect Aaron Rodgers. And instead, I mean, you look at Rodgers' record, right? 16-3-1 in his last 20 starts at home at Lambeau Field. He has a passer rating of 100-plus in 11 of those games. He had his first perfect passer rating, 158.3, of his career in Week 7 this season against Oakland. But if you look at his numbers in the cold, he has a career passer rating of 111.2. That's in games in December and January. You know where that ranks in NFL history? Again, let me give you that to you, that number. A career passer rating of 111.2, which most guys don't have in domes on the West Coast. And he has that in December and January. That ranks him number one in NFL history for quarterbacks that threw a minimum of 200 passes. The forecast, once again, in Green Bay on Sunday says it's going to be cloudy with a high around 40 degrees. So that won't be an issue for Dwayne Haskins. He's a New Jersey native, rookie quarterback for the Redskins. Won't be an issue for Aaron Rodgers. But how important is home field advantage? Those numbers, man, they jump off the page. A career passer rating of 111.2 in games in December and January when it's cold out, it's snowing, you can barely feel your fingers. I go to these games. I buy a Miller Lite. 3 minutes later, it's frozen. I'm drinking an ice cube, a giant ice cube. And Aaron Rodgers has the number one quarterback rating in NFL history in cold weather, December in January. I think it's very important that the Packers find a way to get these playoff games at Lambeau Field. How about you guys? 414-799-1250. A lot to dissect here in this game. The keys to the game. It's funny, I saw a story yesterday. So the Redskins are obviously preparing to face Aaron Rodgers. And for their defense, it's going to be a tall task. This is a 3-9 Redskins team coming off three straight wins. I think I said two straight wins earlier. Three straight wins for the Redskins. So what they've been doing in practice is having Case Keenum imitate Aaron Rodgers. So I saw he's even mimicking the voice inflections, his cadence. He's trying to draw opposing defenders offside. So he's doing the Aaron Rodgers thing with the hard count, trying to draw guys offside. So the defense is looking to be prepared to play against Aaron Rodgers, and that's going to be the key for Washington, who, if you look at the Skins, man, it's been a disastrous season. They start 0-5. Jay Gruden loses his job. They give Bill Callahan the interim title. He's gone 3-4. Like, Bill Callahan's gone 3-4 as head coach of the Redskins. And because the Redskins play in the terrible NFC East, like, how bad is the NFC East? Did anybody watch Thursday Night Football last night and see the Cowboys get trounced by the Bears? Like, the final score says 31-24 last night. That game was never that close. If you watched that game, it was never that close. The Cowboys had a late backdoor touchdown. But, I mean, the Bears just did whatever they want. I'm talking offensively. Like, Mitchell Trubisky yesterday threw three touchdown passes and ran for another, carved up the Skins. That's how bad that NFC East is. It's so damn bad that the Redskins aren't even technically eliminated from playoff contention yet. They're still alive for the playoffs. I mean, it's not happening. That's how bad the NFC East is, though, really quick. So if the season were to end today, the Redskins are still in playoff contention, but they're also in line for the number three overall pick in the draft, which is just crazy. You could get the number three pick in the draft, but also still have a shot at the playoffs. That's the NFC, man. A lot of parity. 414-799-1250. The biggest key to blowing out the Skins. And a little revenge game for a former Packer. I'll tell you guys about that next. It's the Chuck and Winkler pregame show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Something's not right, or we feel like something's not right. You know, we had that meeting to go talk to him. And you know what I'm saying? He worked with us like this past week. I think we had a leadership meeting, so the little things like that with the head coach is big, and it seemed to be helping us as a team.
I mean, he's a great guy. He's a great coach to play for. You know, we try to go out there and make sure that, you know, when he shows us love during the weeks of practice, like, you know, maybe taking a load off of us to make sure we're fresh for the game. We make sure we show love by going out there and help get wins for our team and make, you know, get wins for him.
Za'Darius Smith. And secondly, Preston Smith. Talking about Packers first-year head coach Matt LaFleur going for his 10th victory in his first season as an NFL head coach. Big week for Preston Smith. Little revenge game for him. Preston Smith, drafted by Washington in 2015, obviously played his first four seasons there. Averaged about six sacks per season. This season already, 10.5 sacks. What a pickup Za'Darius Smith was, and what a pickup Preston Smith is. We keep talking about Za'Darius, and rightfully so, because that guy is in the backfield, in the quarterback's face on literally every other play. But Preston Smith has been just as impressive. 10.5 sacks this year. He gets to face his former team. How happy do you think Preston Smith is that he gets to play for a guy like Matt LaFleur rather than a guy like Jay Gruden early in the season and Bill Callahan now? I'm sure he's pretty happy. 414-799-1250. I want your Packers predictions. You can throw in a Badgers prediction, even a Bucks-Clippers prediction, a possible finals matchup tonight. Let's go back out to the phone lines. We'll go to South Milwaukee. We'll talk with Mike. Mike, good morning. Happy Friday, my brother. How you doing?
Good morning. I say the Packers 42-10. We'll go with the Badgers losing by a field goal.
I'll take that.
17-14.
Okay.
And the Bucks win by 7.
By 7? I love it. The Bucks are favored by 3.5. The Badgers are 16.5-point dogs. So you're saying take the Bucks and the points. We're going to take the Badgers tomorrow night in the under, and then we're rolling with the Packers.
That's what we're doing.
So you think the offense is going to show up and just put on a clinic on Sunday?
Yeah, I think they are. I think they're going to find Aaron Jones, like the other gentleman was saying earlier, and we're going to be really rolling.
Thanks for the phone call, Mike. Enjoy your weekend, buddy, okay?
You too. Have a good one.
Thanks, bye, man. 414-799-1250. You guys got time to jump on the program as well. You could also tweet at the show at 105.7FM, The Fan, like David does. He says Green Bay should win at Lambeau, but Washington will keep it closer than most think. Green Bay 28, Washington 21. really want to see Wisconsin beat Ohio State, but they are more talented. Badgers cover, Ohio State 31-20. Yeah, so last season, if you look at these, with the Badgers real quick, if you look at these conference championship games, like, you wanted to be betting with the public. All favorites won. So, like, if that's the case, Utah would win tonight. Oklahoma would win tomorrow. LSU would win tomorrow. Clemson would win tomorrow. And then Ohio State would win. You have your college football playoff all set. This year, I think there's going to be a little bit of chaos. And as I look at these teams, like, as I look at possible upsets, Virginia is not upsetting Clemson. Clemson is not only winning that game, they're covering the 29.5 points. Mark it down right now. That's going to be my best bet of the week. I think Georgia keeps it close with LSU. I can see Georgia beating LSU and upsetting them, and then LSU still getting into the college football playoff because of their strength of schedule and their wins this year. I honestly think, call me crazy, I think the Badgers could keep it close. And a lot of that has to do with me being a gambler and me looking at 76% of the money and 76% or 80% of the bets coming in on Ohio State to cover that 16.5 points and saying something's fishy right there. I could see Wisconsin, if they're able to withstand that early burst from Ohio State and not fall down 14-17-0, 17-3, I think they could keep this game close. Jonathan Taylor has to have a huge day. A huge day. What has he got? Two more games most likely left at Wisconsin. I don't think he's heading back next year unless he really wants to break Ron Dane's rushing record. 414-799-1250. Watch your predictions. Keys to the game for the Green Bay Packers. You have to stop the run. You have to stop the run. Like, as crazy as it sounds, Adrian Peterson is moving his way to being one of the top backs in NFL history. I guess it doesn't really sound too crazy because we think of Adrian Peterson. We think of the guy that was running all over our defense here in Green Bay with Minnesota for a better half of a decade. But he's 40 yards away now from becoming the sixth player in league history to reach 14,000 yards. So Adrian Peterson's kind of that veteran. You know he could destroy the Packers' defense. We've seen him do it numerous times. He could still pop you for 65 to 70 yards per game. He really could. Darius Geis is starting to pick things up, though. He had his first 100-yard game, his first rushing touchdown, two touchdowns, actually, last week. So the Redskins right now have this two-headed monster in the backfield. Darius Geis last week, 129 yards on just 10 carries. Adrian Peterson last week, 99 yards. So Darius Geis on just 10 carries, 129 yards. Adrian Peterson, nearly 100 yards. And that's against a very good Carolina defense in week 13. That's scary. That's scary when you consider the fact that the Packers rank 25th out of 32 teams stopping the run. The Packers are giving up an average of 123 yards per game. So you have to stop the run. As crazy as it sounds, like, Adrian Peterson, is he 50 years old? How old is Adrian Peterson? You have to stop Adrian Peterson, and you're going to have to stop Darius Geis because he's finally looking like what we thought Darius Geis was going to look like. Another thing, keys to the game. You guys are going to hate this. I know everybody wants Aaron Jones with the ball in his hands nonstop. Continue to get Devontae Adams involved in that offense early. I want Aaron Jones getting his touches too. I want Aaron Jones to catch no fewer than three balls for 40 yards on Sunday. I want him in the end zone twice. But you have to keep getting Devontae Adams involved in this offense because he's a top five wide receiver. He's arguably the best route runner in the entire NFL, unless you want to say Michael Thomas, which I'm completely fine with. A season-high two touchdowns last week in his fourth game back from turf toe. He had at least seven grabs in each game since his return from turf toe. Last week was his best game of the season. Now, granted, that's against a Giants secondary where there's three rookies. Your only veteran is who? Janoris Jenkins? I don't even remember the hell's in that secondary. But two touchdowns, and I think that you're going to have to get Devontae Adams the ball often, and I think you're going to have to give him the ball early. Set the tone. He's top five among active players in touchdown receptions at home. He's got 16 at Lambeau the past couple of years. Alan Lazard, his first career 100-yard receiving game in that win against the Giants. Let's keep Alan Lazard involved in this offense. Let's get Danny Vitale involved in the offense. Like, if you look at that 43-yard reception on the 2nd and 3 that Alan Lazard caught for the touchdown, the personnel on the field, you had Aaron Jones and Danny Vitale both in the backfield. You were running I formation, and that's where you found Alan Lazard. I want to see more I formation, more personnel changes. I brought up that number for you guys a couple weeks back where the Packers struggled against the 49ers and struggled against the Chargers. I believe they were 0-for-8 on 3rd and 4th downs in those losses. They use the same 11 personnel on 3rd and 4th down. Three wide receivers. It was the same personnel. Run different formations. Let's use Danny Vitale. All I kept hearing about preseason was how you were going to use the fullback in the passing game. Look at the way the 49ers do it. Switch up the personnel. Defensively, after 12 games, we keep talking about bend but don't break. Bend but don't break. But you look at what the Packers do when they get teams in the red zone. Like, granted, it's the Giants. It's a rookie quarterback. But they were just 1 of 3 on red zone trips. Scoring efficient. Like, I'm looking at the statistics right now. Ben Fennell actually had this. In the red zone, teams struggle against the Packers. QB rating of just 65. So I think that you just have to stop these teams. Just keep them out of the end zone. Do not let Dwayne Haskins get those early dink and dunk, easy completions, because that's how he'll build his confidence. Get to him early. The one thing the Packers defense is able to do is get pressure on the quarterback. Get Za'Darius and Preston Smith on Dwayne Haskins. Knock him around a little bit. If you let him sit back in the pocket like you let Daniel Jones do and just dink and dunk and get those early little completions, it's going to help him build his confidence. He's a young quarterback. He's 21 years old. Hit him. Beat the hell out of him. Rough him up a little bit on the road. 414-799-1250. I want your guys' keys to the game. We'll also hear from Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. Coming up, it's the Chuck and Winkler pregame show. Again, the guys live from the 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive. Final day. Please get out, see the guys. See Bill Michaels 10-2, the Wendy's Big Show 2-6. We have plenty of great guests today, and it's the final day, and we need your help. We're a little bit short of our goal. We need the donation. We need the toys, so get out there. It's all for the kids. It's all for a great cause, and it's the Christmas season. No better time. I'm going to get a little emotional talking about it, but it's definitely for a great cause, and you guys should get out there today, even if you have to hang out with Chuck and Bart for a little bit. Just kidding. We'll check in with those guys. I'll take your predictions, your phone calls, 414-799-1250. Tweet at the show at 105.7FM, The Fan. All coming back here on the Chuck and Winkler pregame show. You're listening to 105.7FM, The Fan. Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek, get out there right now. Chuck and Winkler are set to begin in about 15 minutes. The guys are there right now. Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. You're going to want to get out there. Make a donation. It's the final day. It's your final shot. You don't want to feel guilty. It's all said and done because they're wrapping up today at 6 p.m. So you got plenty of time to get out there. No excuses. Make sure to get out there. Make a donation. Bring a toy. It's all for the kids. 414-799-1250, asking for your Packers predictions. We'll go back out to the phone lines, go to Fredonia. We'll talk with Tim. Tim, what's up, my man?
What's going on, brother? Happy Friday.
Hey, thanks for heading out there and saying what's up to the guys and making a donation. We always appreciate it.
It was fun, Ryan. Yeah, we became a sponsor this year, talked to the boss. I said, why not? For the kids, let's do our part. So we tried to do that, and we're going to continue on some stuff with the station. So it's been working out pretty good. It was fun meeting the guys or talking to the guys, and it was a good time. But, hey, Ryan, you talked about getting the ball at Devontae early. You talked about getting the ball at Aaron Jones. I mean, you want to – in order to do that, Ryan, and I agree 100% what you're talking about, but in order to do that, you've got to get off the field on third down because you need time of possession.
Right.
And you had mentioned ladder kind of as an oxymoron of saying, well, the Packers just got to control them between the 20s. Well, Ryan, that's 60 yards of green you got to chew up, and that's not going to take 30 seconds to do that. They got to, you know what I'm saying, Ryan? They got to, you know, if they kick off and Washington gets the ball, you need a three and out right away. You can't be letting them go, you know, and gain the field position battle and get them down to our 40, and then they get it on a 4th-and-1. Well, guess what, Ryan? Now there's only 9 minutes left in the first quarter, and they still have the rock, and we haven't even sniffed it yet. So, in order to do that, we got to get off the damn field, you know, on defense.
Well, they got to stop the run. They got to stop
right,
the run.
That's what I'm saying. And if they play 20-20 defense, well, people have a hard time scoring on the Packers inside of 20. Yeah, okay, but they use 7 minutes to get there now, and the ball's out of Aaron Rodgers' hands, and there's only so many snaps in a game. That's my point. In order to get that ball to Tay and Aaron Jones, you need about a 34-minute time of possession. You need 60 to 70 plays, and the Packers, I think, against the 49ers had like 44 plays.
Yeah,
right. It's hard to share the ball that much. That's what I'm saying, you know. So I don't know if you agree. What's your thoughts on that?
No, I do agree. What's your prediction? You think they're going to blow them out, or you think that this is a trap?
I don't know. The NFL is just too good, Ryan. I watched that game last night. That was a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, Dallas stinks, dude. I was like, come on. It's like they were going through the motions. And, I mean, the first drive looked great. When Zeke scored, I'm like, okay, these guys are going to run the ball. And right away, lineup shotgun, start throwing the ball. It just they stink on defense. I'm going to go 31-20 Green Bay, but it's Ryan, it's not going to be a blowout. There's just no way. Hey, I'm heading to the Bucs game tonight. You going down there or not?
I don't know yet. I don't think so. I got a Thanksgiving date with my in-laws. My kid has a birthday party. He also has a cold, so I'm going to wait and play that one by ear. But I was thinking about it. I really wanted to, but I might hold off on this one. I'm going to be watching, though.
Billy and I are heading down there. So actually, I didn't even know it's Giannis bobblehead. I didn't even know that.
Yep.
So I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. So we're going to go to San Giorgio, have something to eat, and then go to the game after that. But, Ryan, have a good one. Hope the little guy feels better, buddy, and tell the guys I said hi, Chuck and Bart, and then because my phone will suck, and then they'll yell at me if I try and get on the air with them. So, buddy, have a good weekend.
Thanks
Ryan.
Thanks, Timmy. Have a good weekend, buddy. 414-799-1250. Still some time to pop on the show. You could also tweet at us at 105.7FM, The Fan. Once again, Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. Get out there. Chuck and Bart going to start in about 12 short minutes. They'll be joined by Zora Stevenson, Fox Sports Wisconsin Bucks sideline reporter. Head out there, talk some Bucks with her, bring a toy, make a donation, all for a great, great cause. This segment on The Fan presented by Sound Decisions. Don't let winter weather get the best of you. Get your car warmed up first thing in the morning with a remote car starter from Sound Decisions. Check them out on Facebook right now at Sound Decisions. I have the remote car starter, best investment I've ever made in my life. Although, I'll tell you, it's going to stay 40 degrees. I don't know. 414-799-1250 as the Packers get set for the Washington Redskins. Something I saw interesting on the Packers, mentioned a little bit about their red zone defense and just kind of a hit on what Tim said. I think this week you completely sell out and you stop the run. It's easier said than done, I get. But if you keep Darius Geis and Adrian Peterson away from that 100-yard mark, I think you got a great shot at winning this game. Let the tight ends beat you across the middle. Let those crossing routes happen because I don't think Dwayne Haskins is capable of beating Aaron Rodgers in this Packers defense at Lambeau Field. I don't predict blowouts in the NFL. I just don't. I don't like to take big point spreads. I think this is one of them. I'm hammering the Packers on Sunday. Told you guys to do it last week against the Giants, although that number scared me off a little bit. I think the Packers win 35-13, I'm going to say this weekend. I think the offense clicks, figures it out. I think the defense gives up a couple late scores, maybe a late one in the fourth quarter. But downfield coverage by the Packers this season, on passes thrown 20 or more yards, they've allowed 22 of 44 of those to be completed. That's disgusting. So while I say sell out on the run, like this team just cannot stop the downfield passes. 20 or more yards, the Packers have allowed 22 of 44 of those to be completed. That's a 50% completion rate. It's the highest in the NFL. So this defense, this is the time where you want to be playing your best football. I say it every single year. The team that protects the quarterback and the team that gets after the quarterback, that's who I'm putting my money on to win a Super Bowl. And that's what I need to see from the Packers here. Aaron Rodgers was clean against the Giants. Packers have to keep him clean. You don't need him getting hit around. I know Ryan Kerrigan's going to play in this game for the Redskins. I believe he's coming back. Don't want to see Aaron Rodgers take unnecessary shots in a game that you should win by three scores. You have to stop the run. So if you're going to play bend but don't break, you have to sell out. You have to stop the run. 414-799-1250. Going to try to check in with Chuck and Bart here. They are live at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Guys, you there yet? Guys are still getting all set up, and so this is a little producing on the air as I'm on the air, and they are getting set. 414-799-1250. Still plenty of time for you guys to pop on. You could also tweet at the show at 105.7FM, The Fan. Again, a really busy day here as we get set. A busy weekend. Like this has potential to be one of the best sports weekends of the year, especially here in Wisconsin, right? Tonight, Bucks, Clippers, potential finals matchup. We will have post-game coverage to follow on The Fan with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer making his return to the Bucks airwaves. Coming up tomorrow, Big Ten title game, Big Ten championship game, Badgers, Ohio State. Badgers 16.5-point favorites. Can they keep it close? Would it be one of the biggest upsets in college football history if the Badgers were able to beat Ohio State tomorrow? I honestly think so. You think back historically, you remember Appalachian State beating Michigan in the Big House, the Mike Hart Michigan team. That was a huge upset, a mid-major beating a nationally ranked top 10 team. I think this would be up there, like as crazy as that sounds, because this is a good Badgers football team. They're a 10-win football team. But I think it would still be a huge upset because I think when I look at Ohio State, I just see a bunch of pros. That's what that team is. Dobbins, the running back. He gashed the Badgers for like 150 yards on the ground in the last meeting. Meanwhile, Jonathan Taylor was held to 50. So I think if the Badgers were able to keep it close to pull off this upset, it would be one of the biggest in college football history. And it sounds crazy for me to say that because the Badgers are ranked 8th in the nation, Ohio State number 1. Usually you think big upset, you think unranked team, 3-8, heads into Clemson and knocks them off. You think of Syracuse beating Clemson a couple years back when Clemson went on to win the national title game. I think this will be a huge upset, and I think they have the potential to keep it close. I don't think they could win it, though. Packers skins coming up on Sunday. Then a quick reminder, immediately following that game, Gary Ellerson, former Packer and Badger, joins Bill Michaels, and they'll have you guys on the post-game show immediately following Packers skins. Green Bay going for win number 10. Two wins away from my prediction of 12-4. Win number 10, I think that right there is a huge accomplishment for Matt LaFleur, regardless of what happens the remainder of the season. First-year head coach, you see what some of these first-year head coaches are doing. Look at the Bengals. Zach Taylor won his first game of the season, and they had a big celebration for him. You know, you look at some of these other guys, and Matt LaFleur, 10 wins. You could argue he has Aaron Rodgers, a Hall of Fame quarterback, and these other guys are playing rookies or second-year quarterbacks, but still impressive. 10 wins the Packers are going for this Sunday. We start to preview that coming up with Chuck and Winkler, 6 to 10, live from the Toy Drive. Get out there now. But also a quick reminder, Bill Michaels is on the road tonight, 6 p.m. He's at the Lodge Kohler Kickoff with the Lodge Kohler Kickoff Show. Go figure. Joining him tonight, Packers linebacker Ty Summers. We got Sparky on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Doesn't get much better here in Wisconsin as we prepare for the big weekend. Let's check in with our guys, Chuck and Bart, live from the Toy Drive. We only got about 3 minutes here as we prepare for their show. Chuck and Winkler coming up 6 to 10. Hi, guys. How are you doing this morning? Happy Friday.
We're doing well. You know, I don't know.
What's up, player?
What I'm more excited about, that's my expression there.
Oh.
Bart's got his old Milwaukee
good
jacket
morning.
On, which I think is fantastic. It looks like something right from, like, 1975. Looks terrific.
Yeah, I bought it in a thrift shop in La Crosse.
So it's actually probably from 1975. It's not, like, a remake.
No, I only go with like the originals,
original,
my man.
Original.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I'm more, what I'm more excited about, the Packer game on Sunday against Washington, but I'm kind of getting in this Bucks winning streak.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they win 16 in a row, that'll tie them for 23rd on the all-time list. And that may not seem like a lot, but, you know, each win after that, they'll continue to move over the list. I think 17 or 18 moves them to 16. And, of course, the Lakers got the all-time winning streak. It's like 33 games, which was broken by the Bucks back in the 70s. But the Lakers got the third. I don't think the Bucks ever get that, but I'm kind of enjoying this winning streak.
I was going to say, I have a deep, dark secret that I'm more excited for Bucks-Clippers tonight than I am Packers-Redskins on Sunday. I don't know if I should say that. I mean, I'm excited for both, but no, Bucks-Clippers tonight, man, this is a potential finals matchup. I want to see Giannis take on Kawhi. I think he's had this game circled for a long time.
Well, I think the reason why I'm excited about it, because I want to see, I'm into the winning streak,
mm-hmm.
and to see how long it goes. And I thought this whole time in this winning streak, I thought, man, that Clippers game on that Friday night, which I told Bart the other day, I said, I'm surprised it's not on national TV.
I am, too. Well, they probably figured Kawhi was going to sit out for load management and Paul George, too, because any time we get excited for this matchup or anybody buys tickets, that's what happens.
Now, if Giannis sits out tonight, I'll be pissed.
Oh, me too.
I'll be ecstatic. He needs some rest.
Not tonight.
Okay, fine. He can play tonight. We put a poll up last night on Twitter at 105.7 FM The Fan. What is the main event in Wisconsin sports this weekend? Mm-hmm. Is it Bucks-Clippers tonight? Is it Packers-Redskins on Sunday? Is it Badgers-Ohio State? Actually, yeah. Badgers-Ohio State is half of the vote, so
yeah.
More people are excited for that. Bucks-Clippers have 35% of the vote, and then Packers-Redskins only have 16% of the vote. Now, this is a game that I think we'll get into it a little bit more today, of course, on a Football Friday. We're all going to sit down and watch, but if it starts to get out of hand, dude, I'm going to be watching Ravens-Bills, or I'm going to be watching Niners-Saints. This Packers game, I want to watch the other games at noon.
Understand.
Well, Harvey and I don't have any choice because we'll be actually at Lambeau for the game.
Oh, man.
We're going to be out there watching the game. But, you know, I'm looking forward to Saturday night's game, and I know that Ohio State is going to, you know, I know the heavily favorite going into this game. But I'm hoping that Wisconsin at least shows some resistance. And you know, when you play a team a second time, hopefully you do.
Yeah, I agree. We'll talk about that, obviously, throughout the morning. Packers, we'll talk Badgers, we'll talk a little bit of Bucks, I'm sure. But really quickly, in about 60 seconds, where could everybody find you guys today? Give a little bit of details. It's the final day of the Toy Drive.
6th and Rawson in Oak Creek, Blaine's Farm and Fleet. The dip jars are ready now. The volunteers are here now. The toy bins are ready to be filled now. This is the final day, and we need toys. We need the cash donations. We've done better each and every year. This year, we have to make sure we hit that pace, and I don't know if we're going to get that done. So we got to get you guys out here. Cash donations, toy donations. Please come see us on site, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek, and we'll be here live the station wheel all day until 6 o'clock. So this is the final day. No more putting it off. I know you drive around and listen, and, oh, I'll come out there. Today is the day. You got to get on out here, and so we can't wait to see you.
Thanks, guys. We'll hear from you in about 2 short minutes. Chuck and Winkler coming up. Bill Michaels, 10 to 2. The Wendy's Big Show brings you home 2 to 6. That'll do it for me, Ryan Horvath, and the Chuck and Winkler pregame show. I'll be back Monday morning as we recap a Badgers upset and a Packers 50-point win. Oh, and the Bucks will probably win their 14th or something like that in a row. Have a good one. See you.
Friday morning on Chuck and Winkler. It's the final day of the toy drive.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.